然后，如果你今天心情不好，慈悲心的香火刚说是嗔心，海心的这种，就是海众生的，就是贪嗔心的这个嗔心，就是生气的这个部分。生气的这个当下，你的整个情绪都会，心绪中的一个观察智慧的力量就会压覆，心不平静的。这个当下，有人看到你就有人就会跑掉，不会跟你说话的。对。
So on the other hand, on the other side, when we become very angry, then what happens is our wisdom, or we can't really observe things anymore clearly in our mind, and also we show this anger. The expression on our face is actually very scary, so people would just be so scared they actually run away. So you have less and less friends around you.
然后，平常好的朋友也是，你看到你的脸就他会慢慢就会走过去的，其他的都他不会直接会过来打招呼，打招呼的话也是你不会回答，你会生气的，心情不好。
So when you have this angry face, and then when people look at you, they want to say hello, but they look at your face, they think, oh, better not say anything. But if you answer, then you give a very angry answer, so
然后呢，心情不好的时候，心烦乱的时候，你一件事情决定下来的时候，有时候也容易错误的。尤其是你大事情，你决定下来的话，绝对会错误。那这样的就会，就是整个就会问题都会出来。
Also, we really need to keep this in our mind. When we become angry or very emotional, we don't decide a very important thing, because at that moment, when you try to decide a very important thing out of your emotion or strong anger, the wisdom is lacking, and the decision would be a very wrong one. And because of that decision leads another problem, and one after another. So it's very important at that moment, don't decide anything very important when you're angry.
错误之后，错了，这个事情错误出现的时候，那就已经来不及了。所以说，生气，就做事情，对朋友、工作各方面都会影响，就是不好的影响。那这个就是不好的因才有不好的果，这个是也是因果缘起的。
So this is what we try to explain in the very beginning. Anger is a very bad origination. So because the cause is anger, we started things with anger. This origination would lead to a very bad effect. So then one leads to another, then the life goes to, in the end, lots of problems will occur.
因为刚刚我前面讲恶有恶业，恶有恶报。你心绪中有个恶的心出现的时候，对方得到一个不快乐的，这是恶报。这个他人也感受到的，自己心绪中又不舒服的，也这个是恶报。所以因果是我们从这个简单来看，就很简单的因果是就是这样。
So when we talk about karma or cause and effect, it's actually very simple. When you are happy, you have a happy feeling. When you are angry, you don't feel comfortable. It already shows the karma, the effect. So because of this feeling, being angry, then the body actually feels very uncomfortable, and other people, the relationship, all not a good one. So immediately, the karma shows its bad side.
而且你自己生气的这个当天，所有的事情不顺利，到了家庭还是家人就会发脾气，对家人发脾气，这个还不够，生气的时候在床上就是换来换去，换来换去睡不着，这样的过几天， 过了一个月，你的身体的状况就不好，就越来越不好，睡不好，所以血压不好，整个都会坏掉。所以你看，生气这个恶性，它带来了这么严重的，我们这辈子来讲这么严重的一个不好的果报。
So anger actually is a very bad, not a very good origination. For example, the whole day from the very beginning in the morning, you become angry. For sure, the whole day, whatever you do, it is not a good one. At night time, when you try to sleep, you can't sleep. You turn around and you can't sleep the whole night. Then next day, you feel tired. If you continue like this,after a few days, after a few months, a few years, then the physical body, you know, you actually get sick.
所以说，我们不需要这样的情况，不需要这样的状况。那我们需要是好的，那就是得靠心绪中建立慈悲心是重要的。
So then, it is so important for us to realize anger is not good. Then what we want is actually compassion.And loving kindness to be happy.
嗯，你真正有内心里面建立了一个慈悲心，哦，你找到很多朋友，这个朋友是真心真意对你好的一个朋友。
Mm-hmm. Once you have this compassion, and then you have lots of good friends, because these good friends, they come to you because of your compassion. They actually your real friends.
哦，如果你有权利，有钱。找到很多朋友，这不是真正的朋友。如果你有花光了你的钱，就是人家都会不认识你的。
The friendship that is based on compassion, that's real friendship. If the friendship based on power, money, when you don't have that power, all your money, you spend all your money, these friends will be all gone for sure.
如果你今天有了慈悲心，你有钱，不管是有钱没有钱，连动物就会喜欢你的。
So today, if you have this strong loving kindness or compassion within you, not mentioning human beings or friends, even those your pets, animals, they come to you, they feel you.
有爱心、有慈悲的人，一般的，一条狗也是会知道，这个人是很凶的话，狗一看到你就会跑掉。这个人有慈悲的话。狗也是它的尾巴，就是摇摇就会跑过来，喜欢你，所以慈悲的力量是这么强啊！你看。
So, compassion itself is very strong. Even animal can sense you. For example, when a dog sees a person who is very angry, the dog will get scared, runs away. But when this dog sees a happy person, this dog actually wants to approach you.Even the animals can sense a compassionate person, and the compassion is this strong.
有些家庭养狗，就因为爸爸脾气不好的话，这个狗看到爸爸就会跑掉。
嗯。
妈妈有一个慈悲对他好的话，他看到妈妈就会跑过来。
So sometimes in same family, there's a dog as a pet.If the father has a bad temper, when the father comes home, the dog would run away immediately, but that dog would go to the mother if the mother is the good one or good tempered.
所以，想要离苦得乐的人，必须要内心里面建立慈悲心很重要。
So to end our suffering, to have real happiness, it's really important to build this compassion within us.
那我们大家都有工作，在工作中遇到这个生气、快不顺利的时候，你先一分钟、两分钟有祸害这个环境，你跑到去找一个地方，或者想在厕所里面打坐一下，慈悲，真的心情平息降下来，像慈悲心，一分钟、两分钟你打坐一下，你绝对有帮助的，你的心就会降下来、平静下来，然后出来再。洗个脸吧，洗个脸出来再面对这个事情，就不会吵架的。
So naturally, we can't avoid those difficult situations. Sometimes we are about to get really angry. At that moment, what you do, you go somewhere. if you don't have anywhere to go, just go to the toilet and sit there, meditate for 1 or 2 minutes, really think about compassion, then maybe wash your face, wash, you know, calm down, then go back. Maybe the situation will be different.
对，这个就是一个修行，佛教来讲，这个就是修行。
So for Buddhists, this is actually is our practice.
有问题吗？
Any questions?
What if you have a particular person that's always angry?
In your life or at work? Yeah.
Always,
yes.
But always. Yeah. And you constantly put the love,
yeah,
and the compassion,
yeah,
but they constantly bring back
to
more,
yeah, to you.
But to everybody,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
me.
Just that person caused the trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. To everyone. 就是说有的时候在一个团体或者在一个环境下呢，总是有那么一个人，他就是一直给别人找麻烦，不光是给一个人，给所有的人，不管你怎么样对他好，他还是有问题，一直对别人都不好，这样的人怎么办？
所以说必须要反对他的行为，这个人是要修慈悲，这个是齐天菩萨讲的，是这非常好的一个方法，反对他的行为必须要反对，这个反对是必须要透过一个善巧的方式来反对，但是对于这个人必须要修慈悲，
So this is for this, Shantideva, in our teaching, in Shantideva's teaching, he actually already mentioned it. It actually happens a lot in our life. We actually really need to address this issue. You can't just say, because I have this loving kindness, then we don't say anything. We actually, for the behavior, we actually address this issue, just have to say what we need to say. But in our heart, in our mind, we separate the person and the behavior as two parts. For the behavior, we say, this is not good. It can't continue, but for the person, we don't lose this compassion.
爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈打小孩的时候，你笑嘻嘻的很，被打吗？对不对？就是愤怒像，就是臭臭的脸就会打，但是内心里面希望他好，我又打下去了。这个打的是为他好，我反对他的行为，你做法不对，我为你好。所以我们社会中遇到这个时候，就找到一个善巧的方法来面对他的行为，你的行为的不是做法，这是不对的，什么什么的，我们有条件有这样的不行，可是内心里面希望他好，改了这个大家都会喜欢你，你也得到一个好处，就是这样。
So it seems same thing applies to when a father or mother wants to educate the child. When the child does something really bad,maybe the father will say, this is not good, with an angry face, but in the heart, it's love. Wanting this child to correct his behavior, but not with hatred.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have 喝茶吗？
Yeah, 可能对 we might have a little bit of break before we finish tonight, but it's nearly time anyway. And just tomorrow, hope to see everyone. Actually, we requested Heart Sutra teaching for 1 year. From the first time we met Rinpoche, we requested Heart Sutra. I told some people, we said, oh, Rinpoche, For Chinese people, we love Heart Sutra. We grew up with Heart Sutra. So when we first met Rinpoche, we say, oh, Rinpoche, please teach us this so-called Heart Sutra. You know, we think it's really profound, very deep. And can you teach us? Rinpoche actually refused, rejected. And then after a year, after we followed his teaching, after a year, finally we understand why he said no. Even today, we still don't understand Hasutra. Hasutra is so profound, yet Hasutra has lots of wisdom in it. Hope to see you tomorrow. I don't think Rinpoche has taught Hasutra even in Taiwan. Yes, so even the Taiwanese students said, well, Rinpoche, we want you to teach Hasutra. So we're very fortunate. We don't have a huge audience in Australia. People don't know Rinpoche yet. So we're very fortunate to have a Geshe here. Rinpoche actually not only a reincarnated High Lama, he's also a Geshe. So really recommended from me as a student to come for Hasutra. I do my best to translate.
So what's changed from last year to this year?
The last 1 year, a few of us, we've been following Rinpoche's teaching. We actually learned so much from Gelugpa's tradition, which is purely based on logics. We don't actually learn things out of blank faith, like, you know, give me power without mantras. So Gelugpa's tradition is very scientific, based on reasoning. So even from tonight's teaching, you can tell Rinpoche's teaching is not saying you should be compassionate. There's lots of reasons behind. In the very beginning, I asked Rinpoche why you teach such a way. Rinpoche said, only when people understand why, they will change. So with Hasutra, it's the same thing. Hasutra is our favorite subject. We really want to study. So from me, I hope people can benefit from this wisdom. And we all flew from Melbourne. Yeah, so I actually has 2 days off, have 2 days off. I come here to translate Hasutra. So I hope you guys, yeah, come to listen to Hasutra, and I try my best.
A question? No. So, 我们大家要需要的慈悲心，大家都知道慈悲心是什么，大家都知道了。所以说，大慈悲心，那刚刚前面讲的任何一个众生缘到。 得到快乐，慈心远离开痛苦，悲心。那缘一切有情，希望离开痛苦，大悲心得到快乐，大慈心。所以大慈悲心这个部分大家都知道一下，然后有时间自己在心绪中发起这样的心，就有时间多打坐穿行，这个是真的会得到快乐。So
the compassion we talk about not just in everyday life, we meet someone, then we try to generate this compassion just for one person or for this society or for your family society. Actually, the real compassion, what is so-called great compassion, actually this compassion, we extend it to all sentient beings in six realms, not just for human beings, for all sentient beings. So this is great compassion. So what you said before, what we have changed, for me personally, I think it's compassion, this part. Because at work or personal life, it's just so much anger and lots of difficulties. There's no other solution. We always think so right, but other people always wrong. But how can I change? So for me, the change is really to contemplate on compassion. It's such a so simple yet very powerful.
所以慈悲心的香味，生气，对人家生气，你认为是害到他，这就是不是，实际上是害到是自己。
So sometimes we naturally think it's good to get angry. Why? Because to be angry, we thought we are protecting ourselves and hurting other people. But it's opposite. We're actually hurting ourselves and we can't harm other people with this anger.
所以你知道这个，那你不需要快乐，不需要痛苦的话，那就要必须要慢慢来改这个部分。其实，改内心是不容易的，需要一个长久的时间，长久的时间。我讲一个譬喻，在我在小时候寺院里面学习的时候，我曾经讲过，有位师父非常脾气不好，我们一直都逗他，他又生气，拿自己的被子拿着爬走去自己的房间。后来三四年、五年、六年后，我们逗他，他讲什么就笑嘻嘻的。你们讲我就骂我，我的功德不会消失的。你赞美我，我的功德不会增长。你讲什么无所谓，他说没有什么感觉就。所以这个都是修出来的。
To really reduce this anger within us, it takes a very long time. Rinpoche said he still remembers a master now. When he first came to the monastery, it was very easy to get angry. And all the other masters, when they saw him being so angry, they just laugh at him, actually tease him more. So, and eventually he got so angry, he ran away. He never, he tried not to be with them. But he started to practice. After 3-4 years, no matter what people say, doesn't matter people praise him or criticize him, there's no difference to him. He's always happy. So it takes time, and also we need to practice. So he said, if you praise me, my merit won't increase. If you criticize me, my merit won't decrease. So I don't care.
所以，人的内心是有串习的话，它不断的，它是无限的，无限的就会增长，非常，非常，非常增长的功德。这个对内心的一个功德，特殊的功德，功能应该是叫功能。
So if we keep practice, we actually have this limitless potential within us. Then we have lots of merit, and there is no end to it.
所以，佛教的主要的基本是慈悲为主。修行的整个修行的基本是慈悲。因果，然后见解的话是缘起的见解。
So the frame of Buddhism, the base is compassion, and the view is the origination. So these two actually are very important in Buddhism.
It's okay? Yeah.
What about if somebody is competitive with you?
Yeah. So you still want to be kind to that person?
Well, like interacting and then also, it's just a bit strange when it happens.
Yeah. So you want to find a solution in this situation, yeah?
Yeah, because you're still interacting with the fear in them that drives it, competitiveness or something.
Yeah.就是说在工作之中呢，有人老要跟你争，老争，那他在心里会觉得有点恐惧，在这种情况下怎么办？
好，心降下来，先降下来，心平静下来，面对这个事情比较好。你也不可以同时，同时心乱，心一定要平静下来。然后跟他争的话，那就你一定会赢的。如果你心乱的时候争的话，是不会赢的。
So, when this person is very competitive, you don't compete with this person first. First of all, you calm yourself, you become very calm. And when you are very calm, you actually find a better solution. So you actually will win.
所以心平静是很重要。
So the calmness is actually very important.That's when you actually have real wisdom. With the wisdom, you can do something about it.
有时候你去上厕所，你呼吸这样， 自然就吐息吐息这样，从一到九，二十左右你这样吐息，然后最后七度，啊，吐出来，这里面的气就会吐出来，就你也许会好一点。
So maybe just walk away, start to breathe, breathe in, hold it, then breathe out like Rinpoche showed, ah, like that, and then count until 9 or even 20, and then it really works. Then you become calm. Maybe in the toilet not so good. It was, it's very smelly.
找一个角落的地方就可以这样去做，心会平静下来。
Yeah, one such situation occurs, you really need to find a quiet corner, go there, become calm somehow, or breathe in and out, and then when you feel calm, then you find the solution.
It's okay.
There's one, more section. It's sort of.Similar.
Yeah.
What if somebody, if they don't like you,
yeah,
and they try to influence others,
not to do the same. Yeah. 就说如果有人呢，他不喜欢你，然后他还要告诉别人也不要喜欢你，那这样怎么办？
没关系，你修慈悲心绝对会喜欢你的。
He said, don't worry, don't worry. If you practice compassion, doesn't matter what they do, they will like you.
这必须需要串习，需要时间哦。
It takes time to really generate this compassion.
五分钟打坐慈悲心，明天没有人喜欢你也是没关系，明天继续再打坐。
So it takes time. Even today, you try to generate this compassion and meditate upon compassion.And still no one likes you, but maybe next day there will be someone likes you, and more and more people will notice, wow, this person is so compassionate, or, you know, actually what I thought is wrong, so then, yeah.
对 你
内心里面有建立慈悲心、
yeah.
然后你对他人的对笑嘻嘻的喜爱的这种笑嘻嘻给他他绝对会一直都看你的
So if you start to smile at people and then you're really compassionate you have lots of loving kindness people feel you and you smile at them they smile back to you so that won't be a problem in the end、
mm-hmm. 但是每个人都喜欢你也是不可能的，那么多人。
So, we have to keep this in our mind. To get everyone like us is impossible. Yeah.
Sometimes people have deep psychological problems, like that does exist
in the mind.
Mind.
Yeah.
And when is the point to say, okay, I can't go any further with this?When do you back away?
就是说有的人他其实是心里真的有问题，他不是一个正常的人的时候，那时候什么时候跟他说，哦，我就不能再修这种了，就这时候怎么办？
他精神上有问题，修慈悲心没办法，他会拿一个石头你放在你打你的头也是没办法的，对不
对,
对？没办法，所以这个时候要你。就你修慈悲心跑过去，他又拿东西给打你的话，那你受伤。所以这个时候是另外一个情况，又必须要注意一下自己的安全各方面。
So this is actually very important. When someone got psychological problem, it is not normal. So you want to be very compassionate, to them, but.They actually cause harm to you because you're so close to them. And that, for this situation, you actually really need to be careful because you can be hurt because of this kind of mind. So this is something different. It's another situation. So, 那这样的情况下怎么办呢？
那这样情况下，就找医生解决他的精神的问题。
So if this is the case, this person really need to see a psychiatrist or something, or go to hospital.
身体生病必须要找医生请教三伯也是没有用的。必须有吃药。心里的内心的生病呢，靠一些修行的力量才会解决，说修慈悲心都有帮助的。
So when we are physically sick, if we just say, oh, you know, we pray to Triple Gem, it doesn't help. So same thing, while a person is this sick mentally, because the only way to end suffering actually is practice. But this kind of person, they can't practice.
So,你自己信仰佛教徒的佛三宝的话，一边吃药一边请教三宝，也可能有帮助的。
So as Dharma practitioners, you just ask, you pray to Triple Gem at the same time take some medication.
there is a place for medication. That is reality.
I remember His Holiness.The last initiation of White Tara, he said, all of you want to have a long life, you want me to give you this power to have a long life. If you are so miserable, you're suffering so much, what's the point to have such a long life?
法外说，我给你们长寿法的灌顶，你们觉得会长寿吗？不一定的哦。你想长命的话，你都要注意身体运动，健康才会是长寿。
Yeah, also as Rinpoche mentioned, when you want to get my initiation or empowerment, saying, "Okay, His Holiness, give me this long life." His Holiness said, "If you get sick, just take some medicine physically. You need to see a doctor."
Yeah.又得到了长寿法位的灌顶，你不吃东西，你活到20天就会死掉，三十天就会死掉的。
Yeah, he said.
所以要靠药的，这个是很重要。
So also, even though someone received this empowerment from His Holiness, for long life, then this person start, not taking food after 20 days, this person will die.
所以法王最后讲什么？需要身体健康，然后我这边发愿，有得到了一个法的传承的一个加持力量，然后你有对法有信心，三宝有信心，那可能有一点帮助。可是呢，大部分都是靠自己的健康、运动，才能够长寿。
To have a long happy life is still up to us, up to our practice and how we look after our physical body.Although His Holiness empowerment or initiation might help in a way, but it's actually mainly up to us.
还是靠自己。
So we really need to rely on ourselves.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
那今天讲的所有的功德，留下一切有情离苦得乐的。然后所有的在座的所有的朋友家庭身体健康，家庭里面事业顺利，早日成佛，我都是这样发愿，你们一起发愿。
So we dedicate today's merit by listening to this teaching, dedicate to all sentient beings to be free from suffering, and dedicate to all our friends, our family to be free from suffering, so have long lasting happiness.
Okay, thank you.
Quick announcements. Are there the time. So as you've heard, tomorrow there's going to be a full day workshop on the Heart Sutra Part 1, and then in October we've got Part 2. And it seems like it's going to be a very, very special meeting indeed. And that's not the end for this weekend. On Sunday we also have a free yoga workshop here, and that will be led by Khan Don. Now, she's from the Plum Village tradition, that's Thich Nhat Hanh's tradition. Very, very beautiful woman and very beautiful practice as well. So that will be here 10:30 to 12 o'clock. So it's a full-on workshop, and the theme that will be cultivating transformation. We also have a two-day free retreat over here. It's not a stay-over retreat, so it's not like a day retreat. On the Saturday, 5th of November and the 6th of November, starting from 9 a.m. to 5:30, full on. And it's going to be done, conducted by Venerable Dr. Vimalka Medhindu, and he's flying in from Thailand for that event. So please do come along. Generally, we have Tuesday meditations here. It's just a group sit. As spiritual friends in the path, it's good to be able to practice together. And on Friday evenings, whenever we don't have a Dharma talk, we also have free yoga sessions here from 6:30 to 7:30. We are also raising some funds for this centre, as well as supporting our own practice to get rid of stuff. So we are going to have a garage sale, and it's called the Reuse Good Stuff Sale. So that's going to occur on the 22nd of October from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you've got any goodies at home that you don't need anymore but you would like to go to a better home, then please feel free to contact us and drop the stuff over here. And also let everyone know about the 22nd of October so maybe they can catch a bargain as well. So just a few things. We do have a donation box at the front to support Rinpoche, for those who want to support the centre, because everything done here is all based on donation. There is a donation purple box over there. That's for the Metta Centre. We also have a petition as well to support Rinpoche staying here to continue his teachings and hopefully get permanent residency. If you just see Ginny at the front, she'll be able to guide you with that. We also have literally stacks of free distribution books if anyone's interested. There's also a few books there about the Heart Sutra. So if you would like to read up on that before tomorrow, you can catch it over there. Okay, so I look forward to seeing you all bright and early tomorrow morning. tomorrow, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, so it's a full day. After, we'll also have lunch as well at the restaurant. If anyone would like to join Metta Centre's mailing list, we also have a red book over there, and we could send you emails. You could also check out our website and Facebook. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.